Now to Maya Burry with the Rural Update. Kia ora, Maya.
Morena, Susie.
Now, the forestry industry making up for time lost during the lockdown.
That's right. So obviously the COVID lockdown meant it was tools down for all non-essential workers, and that did include foresters. But despite that major disruption, the industry is actually now expecting this year's harvest to only be slightly down on last year's record haul. Phil Taylor, he's the president of the Forest Owners Association, and he says it had been budgeting to produce about 28 million cubic metres of wood this year. But he told Eric Frickberg that it's exceeded its own expectations.
In 2019, we had around about 35 million cubic metres harvested from our forests totally. This year, our forecasts to the end of December are just over 32 million. So we're around about 3 million cubic metres down on 2019 records.
Are people working extra hard to make up for the fact that they were in lockdown and they have to make sure, even more now than usual, that their customers are kept happy?
That's part of it, but obviously, you know, businesses operate sort of business plans, and, you know, we were very fortunate to have a very skilled contract workforce that allowed us to sort of bounce back from those shutdowns in April, May, and they've worked very hard, and to a large extent, we've been able to make up those shortfalls, and it's been at a time when prices have rebounded quite strongly, so all in all, 2020 has, on reflection, has ended up a much better year than we thought it would be when we went into COVID lockdown early in the first quarter.
Taylor from the Forest Owners Association.
Now, Hawke's Bay orchard's been fined $14,000. What's going on there?
Well, Johnny Appleseed Holdings, it's received this fine after agrichemical spray from one of its orchards drifted across the road and it drenched some passing cyclists. This happened in September last year in gusty conditions, and the company later pleaded guilty to discharging these chemicals into the air in breach of the Hawke's Bay Regional Council Resource Management Plan. And the council's group manager for policy and regulation, Katrina Brunton, says that the large fine should tell orchardists that they must comply with the rules.
This incident was significant. The breach of the rules had the potential for serious health harm. And as the regulator, it's the regional council's role to ensure these rules are met. It's very rarely do we have an issue where we have people being covered in spray drift.
How badly affected were these people? Did they suffer any health consequences?
I'm not sure about that. What I do know is these people were completely covered in spray, such that their hair was drenched, despite the fact they were wearing bike helmets. So it was significant.
That's Katrina Brunton of the Hawke's Bay Regional Council.
Now, you've got an update on some developments around new winter grazing rules.
Yes, so an advisory group in Southland, it's recommending that the government make several changes to new intensive winter grazing regulations, which will come into force in May next year. So intensive winter crop grazing, that happens when livestock are strip-fed a crop, such as fodder beet. And last year, that practice did come under some pretty serious scrutiny. We saw animal rights activists release images of cows in Southland, and they were seen wallowing and even giving birth while standing in some extremely muddy paddocks. Now, this Southland advisory group, it was formed to look at the rollout of these new rules after many farmers complained that they were going to be unworkable. And now this group has come forward and put out these recommendations, which it says are practical but will also ensure that waterways are protected. So what happens now is the Agriculture Minister, Damien O'Connor, and the Environment Minister, David Parker, they'll be considering that report.
And finally, the COVID pandemic prompting something new in Japan. I'm quite intrigued by this one. Drive-through strawberry picking.
It's a bit quirky, and coronavirus cases, they have been steadily rising in Tokyo. There's been quite a few new restrictions put in place there, but an event organiser, they've devised a way for socially distanced strawberry picking to take place, and that's going to be right in the heart of Tokyo. So what happens is visitors, they're going to be able to drive through a tent filled with the fruit and then pick the strawberries from their windows without having to get out of their cars. So the experience, it's going to be on offer in January. Bookings open today. So a bit of fun, but I think actually the traditional offering are probably just as good and logistically a bit easier maybe.
Thank you very much, Maya Burry there with the Rural Update.